The other night while I was on Facebook, just checking messages and looking around and seeing different posts from different friends from years gone by, I ran across a post, and it was from Robert Wallingford and Carmela Peters and a whole bunch of other people that I know were in there. And so I chimed in, and Carmela very appropriately pointed out that what I had posted there really wasn't appropriate for that post. So anyway, I deleted my post and ended up deleting this whole chain of unbelievable openness that I think is needed nowadays. And so I contacted Rob Wallingford back and asked him if he could, we could get this together again. And we did. He wrote this amazing letter, and what it's about and why it's so important, not only for our area, but for everywhere, is that we're going through this very big awakening now with, once again, the Catholic Church. Also here locally with Hotchkiss School, delving back into its history and trying to cleanse itself of wrongs that happened over the years. And there's a big wrong that happened to Robert Wallingford many, many years ago. And I thought that it would be great to get and to speak to Robbie and let you folks know that we're not immune from it here right now. So first of all, Robbie, thanks for taking time and actually posting that letter, which it opened up a floodgate for people on Facebook, but now also coming with me on the air to talk about how you dealt with and how it affected you, which was child abuse and being abused as a young boy. So, first of all, thank you for agreeing to do this.
Well, thank you, Marshall, for your advocacy, and it's time for this.
Well, let's can we start off by you just reading the letter that has touched off this outpouring of emotion on Facebook?
Sure. Well, this is my story of sexual abuse and molestation. When I was 12, my father decided to leave our family for a life with God. My mother decided that she was too embarrassed to live as a divorced woman in the town she grew up in. So she moved us all to Lakeville, Connecticut, Any Mountain Road to be specific, directly across from IMS. We, as kids, were all in culture shock, moving from a New York upscale suburb to the quiet, time-warped area known as the Berkshires. My first school experience, eighth grade at Salisbury Central, was good. I made several new friends that I'm still friends with to this day. Along came this guy, Art Wilkinson, who my mother thought would be a good father-like male role model for me and would help me with my athletics. Art was a town recreation director who was recently hired from Springfield College to run the town's program, recreational programs. My mother also decided it would be good for me to move in with Art so I could mature and grow up, her words. I should have taken heed when the sign over my new bedroom door said, Den of Iniquity. Art would constantly masturbate in front of me and mouthing the words, I love you, as he would climax. He would ask me to touch his penis. At night, he would crawl into my bed and rub his erection against me. I would try to get away, but the more I struggled, the more it seemed to turn him on. He was so strong that I just let him finish. He would roll on top of me and kiss me on the lips and tell me he loved me and that it was okay if I didn't love my parents. He would take me to work with him on a daily to his office at the Grove and grope me whenever he had the chance. He would swim out with me to the big raft and grab my penis underwater, thinking that that was really funny. I managed to get away from him and move back home, stating to my mother that this wasn't a pleasant experience. When I told her about Art, she would just say I was crazy, and that's just boys being boys. I would try to talk to my friends about it, and it got very embarrassing, so I just tucked it all away. Who does a 12-year-old turn to in this circumstance? Had I been able to out this pedophile then, I truly think I could have saved further abuse from him. My story is short, and I'm sure you get the picture. Now is the time to bring about some change. How our society deals with guys like Art Wilkinson. He should be outed as the pedophile he is, and he can then suffer the consequences of his actions. Thanks for listening.
That is a story that really caused me to double think about my priorities, about what I fight for and fight against. And this moved right to the top of the list because it hit home, as I said. I never, ever, ever would have suspected it. And you tried over the years to talk with friends about this, right? And it just didn't seem to go right.
Well, there were other friends of mine that had an experience similar to this with art. But they would talk about it, but they would joke about it, and we would just sort of like, ha, 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 and it would go away. Specifically, Mike Hickey. Mike Hickey was one of my best friends. Rest in peace, Mike. And he was very close to art as well. And we would share the same stories about how art, you know, actions were. And as young boys, you know, we just sort of laughed at it and thought maybe this was the way you grew up.
Now, a question that comes across probably everybody's mind, this is almost 50-some years later. Why now? Did you finally reach a breaking point? Was it what's going on in society now where you felt now's the time really to speak out?
Well, you know, for me, I just dealt with it over the years, and many of the people that I had relationships with knew this about me, and it didn't seem like it was that important to society. And like you said, now being 50 years later, you know, with this thing at Hoschius, I knew Peter Gott. I went to Peter Gott. And it just brought back all these horrible memories about my time with art. And I just, like, you know, I said before, it's just time. And for me, it was just time to say something. And there's no gain in this except that I'm bringing this out, and I would really like to see this guy outed because I believe he's sick in a certain way.
We're speaking with Robert Wallingford, and we're talking about child abuse, pedophile, and how it happened to him. Yes, folks, in our neck of the woods, a dirty hidden secret in Salisbury. And what I've discovered since speaking to Robert about this and also having the post on Facebook, with the other people now that have come forward and mentioned the same things. And here's Robin, I think, which you appreciate about this. Even parents over the years now who said, you know, I always thought something was strange or a little different. And I think by doing what you're doing, which is an incredibly brave thing, is alerting parents nowadays that, gosh, if you think, investigate and find out.
Right. I agree, Marshall, that you got to allow your kids to talk to you about this, and you can't be afraid. I think back then people were afraid. I know my friends were afraid to talk to their parents, and I know my parents, their parents were afraid to talk to other people about it because they didn't want to be part of this.
So really, you really hope to gain awareness and also a recognition that people in the society, especially in our society, have to know what art did, in your words, and have him suffer the consequences of people knowing what it is he did and how many people it affected.
Yeah, I read that word suffer, and maybe that's a little bit of my own pain coming out, but I think art needs help, and I'm sure there's help for him to do that. There seems to be out there anyways. And, you know, I truly believe that he cared for me. He just didn't have a boundary. You know, he just stepped over the boundary between maybe loving someone and having sex with them. And I think that's the rule that society needs. That's just not okay. And it affects the kids, you know, growing up. Hope I said that right.
Well, no, I think you're absolutely right. And I guess the question would be, you're now, what, 60, 65 years old, the same age as I am. What really, how do you feel about art? Is it anger? Is it misguided anger? Is it sorrow? Is it revenge? What is foremost in your mind when you think of art, Wilkerson?
Well, that's a great question, and it's kind of bizarre because I still dream about that guy, and I still have, he's still in my dream. But I've come to the conclusion, you know, through my own therapy and living in life, that he's sick, and he needs help, and I truly hope that he can get that help. But he needs to be aware of what he did, and that will help heal those who were victims of him to understand that, yeah, he was sick, and this is why he did this, and therefore that everybody can move on. I also think that bringing awareness to this and allowing the kids to have a voice, it will definitely damper the pedophile predator sort of actions, because they'll know that they could be outed at a moment's notice, and that these kids aren't going to shut up. And I think that's what I hope to gain about this, and I hope that Art gets some help.
Well, it's like I said, this is just a first step that we here at the radio station are going to do to raise awareness about what can happen. And like I said, I shake my head and think it's a heavy burden for a person to carry for 50 some years. Do you feel by helping people understand what happened to you and to others in Salisbury, that maybe it heals it a little bit for you and covers some of the horrors that you live with?
Well, it still brings me sorrow. It still brings me to tears. But I've understood it now. I understand, you know, what the problem is and how it happens. And I'm just grateful that I broke that chain. You know, I have an amazing 28-year-old son, and I have an amazing 12-year-old grandson, and we have this awesome relationship with both of them. And you know, you always hear that, you know, the chain keeps going, and people that are molested molest other people, and I'm constantly aware of that. And this is also helping me with that as well. And I just hope I can pass on this honesty to the people who are in this crisis or in this situation, and let them know that, you know, I'm okay, I'm going to be okay, and, you know, God helps us to endure, and, you know, it just needs to be talked about, that's all. Well, and it needs to be okay to talk about it.
And what I'm finding is that more and more people, especially with the threads that we have on Facebook, and hopefully with this interview, people will, especially in our area, that if you're listening, right now is your chance to come out of the shadows and talk about it, and talk about somebody that you know and that you trust, and get it out in the open. I can't imagine and tell you how proud I am that you took this step after so many years, and I really hope it helps. You move on in life and deal with what happened and give a chance for Art also to possibly deal with this in some way and rectify or try to rectify a situation which obviously he might have created over the years for not only you but for many, many other people.
Well, I thank you for that, Marshall, and I think this will help. And, you know, as long as kids know they can be open, and adults even know that they can be open and they can have a discussion about this, and they won't be chastised or moved down in rank or whatever, you know, this will help solve the problem. And it needs to be brought out in the open. It's the right time for this. And, you know, it should be good for everybody, to be honest.
Well,
including Art and that. It sounds weird, but, it, you know, you hope the best for everybody, and you hope he gets help, we move on in life, become a better society.
Well, Rob, thanks for pointing this out to me and now to other people. And I'm going to take the responsibility with this radio station where we're going to start a campaign where it's not a national problem. It's everything starts on a local level. And if you need help out there, whether you're a boy, a girl, a man, a woman, that you should speak out and get that help. So thank you so much.
Oh, no worries, Marco. It's great to talk to you again, man. It's been a while, huh?
Been a long while, but keep up doing what you're doing, because you're making a lot of people proud back here.
Oh, any way I can help, you know, I'm available. So thank you so much, sir.